American dream. To his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By ADT Security. More than just a line in the sand. By VSP. For more information on how VSP can help you with your corrective vision needs, visit their website at VSP.com. By Morgan Stanley. Discover how they can help you reach your long-term financial goals at MorganStanley.com. And by Farmers Insurance. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at Farmers.com.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
And sound the alarm. Sound that! Kobe Langley is here. Kobe is the Senior Vice President of the American Red Cross. Good friend of the program back on here. And really, you guys have been sounding the alarm now for how many years, Kobe, on this?
So we're coming up on four years. We've been doing it for about 3 years right now, and we're rolling into our fourth year.
Yeah, and this is huge. This is all about smoke detectors. And I didn't realize, you know, I'm looking at some of these statistics, and I did not realize that people are kind of, they just ignore this smoke detector situation, right?
Yeah, it's kind of scary. It's about 40% of folks on average think that they're more likely to win the lottery than they are to suffer from a home fire. When in fact, you know, every day, seven folks are either injured or killed in home fires in America every single day.
Yeah, so this is the most common disaster that that people face. And also it mentions that that's the majority of the nearly 64,000 disasters the Red Cross responds to every year. That, first of all, that number, just responding to 64,000 disasters, that's incredible. But most of them are home fires, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The vast majority of those responses are home fires. And, you know, we're here in Washington, D.C. You know, today we'll be out there probably four times today, you know, responding to a home fire, helping the family out. It's a huge issue, and what we're finding is that a large number of individuals in at-risk communities are really suffering disproportionately. So, you know, these are folks that are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yep.
One in ten actually have to sacrifice buying other essentials for their families in order to purchase a smoke alarm. So our efforts to help them with that, with these pre-smoke detectors, is huge.
Well, and not just a few. The Red Cross is installing 100,000 free smoke alarms in 16 days. What are you shooting for, a record?
Absolutely. We want everybody out there. We want everybody in their communities to help take care of each other. As you know, the Red Cross is a community-based organization. We are in 269 communities and chapters and 2,000 communities around the United States. And this is also important for our veteran and military family community, too. There are a lot of these installations that are right outside at-risk communities, and we want to make sure that we're taking care of our veterans and military families as well.
Yeah, that's cool. We're talking to Kobe Langley, the Senior Vice President of the American Red Cross. And, you know, Kobe, the sad thing about this is this, you know, all the home fires and fire protection, it is so preventable. You know, that's the thing. It may be a fee to get a smoke alarm, and it's great that the Red Cross is getting these out there. But I mean, really, when you look at it, this is one of the most preventable kinds of situations out there.
Oh, without a doubt. In fact, it cuts your risk in half. If you have a working smoke detector, your risk of death or injury gets cut in half. And the statistics show us that for every 1,000 alarms that we install, we're saving a life. And so far, since the campaign's been in existence, the Red Cross has documented 416 lives saved.
Wow.
We've installed over a million free smoke alarms in our communities.
Wow, that's incredible. So once you get the smoke alarm, do you guys do anything in terms of education and letting families know what to do?
Yeah, it's a great program. A really great example of what we do is we go into these homes, we look at their their houses to make sure that they have smoke and water detectors. If they don't, then we'll replace them. Sometimes we'll replace batteries for folks. And then we sit down and we talk with the homeowner or the resident, and we also talk with their kids. We have a very specific program that's focused education curricula that was created in coordination with Disney. And we sit down, we talk with the kids about how to create a an escape plan. You got less than 2 minutes to get out. Wow. You know, we did a lot of this in places all around the United States where there are military installations. I participated in one in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and this was a home that had three kids and a single working mom. And you know, right outside, yeah, I used to live there in Fayetteville, still a home out there, as a matter of fact, when I was with the 82nd. And this young lady did not have any working smoke alarms in her house, and she had three young kids. So we sit down, we talk with the kids, and we tell them about how to create these escape plans, and also just educate them on, you know, the fact that you only got 2 minutes to get out. So it's a holistic approach to fire safety, and you know, we're proud to do it in these locations all around the United States. We're going to do 100 locations around the United States over the next week.
I mean, you know, the Red Cross is always doing great, great work. And in a situation like this, especially with, you know, you talk about Fayetteville and some of these military families, you know, you encounter a lot of that where it's a single parent and maybe the other parent is deployed. So it's even more important to get that message to the kids, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. And there, so many of these families that are in these homes, you know, really need this assistance and just a little bit of attention. It's amazing the response that you get. And that's why we want everybody. We want everybody, all your listeners, to participate over the next week. You can go to redcross.org and sign up. It makes a big difference. And it's only, to be honest with you, it only takes a couple hours.
Right.
But you're changing a life.
Yeah.
And you're getting your communities. You'd be really surprised about how welcoming and open that these communities are. There are a lot of veterans in these communities, right? And when they see you and they see the Red Cross, it's a welcome sight. And they welcome you inside their home, and we're doing a lot of good within the community with this program. So, it's a great opportunity for everybody to get back in their communities and serve. And we want as many people as possible to be out there over the course of this next week.
I mean, 100,000 free smoke alarms in 16 days from the Red Cross. That's amazing. If we can, Colby, it was kind of talk about what else the Red Cross is involved in right now. Any kind of major situation that you guys, I mean, you're always involved in something, but what's going on right now?
So most of the work that we're doing in our veteran military family space today is really focused on improved behavioral health programs and services. So, you know, we think very carefully about the interventions that we create here at the Red Cross. As you know, we have thousands of clinical social workers and behavioral health care specialists that volunteer with us. And we're really ramping up our resiliency programs to help military families be introduced to behavioral health care in a safe setting. So this year, we're going to probably take care of about 18,000 military families with a free introductory course to behavioral health. And
that's cool.
On things like communication. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we're in many, many communities with this program. But we're really focused on that right now. We think that there's a continuing need to focus on this for nonprofits. So that's one big thing we're focused on.
I mean, you know, it kind of begs the question, is there anything that the Red Cross doesn't do? I mean, you guys are involved in so many great aspects of a family in terms of their health care and now the behavioral health. And how do you guys come up with all of these ideas? Or are they just suggestions from people that you serve?
Well, to be honest with you, they come from Congress. We're a congressionally chartered veteran service organization and military.
When did they start having ideas?
Yeah, well, you know, the first one started in 1905. That's how long our charter is.
Yeah.
And it got renewed in 2006. But we really have three core activities, right? So Congress asked us to act as a means of communication between the American public and its military. And that's known in the military as our AMCROSS message system, right? So we still verify about 80,000, emergency message, communication messages a year, get those service members back home to deal with that emergency.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of work in VA hospitals and military treatment facilities. You know, we have about 3,000 or 4,000 on any given year volunteers that work in military treatment facilities and VA hospitals. And last year they provided about $24 million worth of clinical services in these hospitals and clinics. And so Congress asked us to do that, and so we provide care and attendance to our war wounded. That's it. That's the other congressional charter. And the last one is disaster, right? And so, assist America in times of disaster. That's the other part of our congressional charter. And, this home fire safety campaign, the sound alarm campaign is a big, big part of that. You know, how we do these sorts of things, to be honest with you, is really determined by the needs in the community. You know, this home fire campaign is a perfect example. Nobody's really paying attention to this issue in aggregate. You know, when you have individuals that think they're more likely to win the lottery than suffer from a home fire, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So we need to help where we can help.
Well, Kobe, you guys always doing a great job. Thank you so much. Redcross.org is a place to find out more information. Sound the alarm. The 100,000 free smoke alarms in 16 days given out by the Red Cross. You guys are great. Thank you, Kobe. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate it. Always love being on the show. You guys are awesome.
Kobe Langley, Senior Vice President of the American Red Cross. We'll be right back with the National Defense right after this word from Farmers Insurance. When you're dealing with life's ups and downs, it helps to know the ins and outs of insurance. Farmers Insurance has been sharing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back into the National Defense. I'm Randy Miller, and Kurt Neddenrip is here, Morgan Stanley Wealth Advisor, with another Morgan Stanley Money Brief. Kurt, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Randy. Thank you.
All right, we're getting into this. We're trying to learn. You're helping us kind of through this financial picture. And the last two segments we talked about were the key life stages that most veterans will transition through. And last week we zeroed in on the first stage, which is the military career. What are we going to talk about this week?
Well, this week, let's talk about the civilian career.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, after we wrap up that military career, some folks might go in and only serve 4 years. Some might do 20-plus. But after that, just about everybody's going to have another civilian career after the military career.
Yeah. You know, and that's so important. What kind of things do you focus on with the civilian career?
Well, when we think about the military command structure, it's shaped much like a pyramid. A lot of enlisted personnel, junior NCOs, junior officers at the bottom, and each step up the chain of command, it gets smaller and smaller. So, you know, we've got fewer E6s than E5s and
right.
so forth. So what that means is that most people are going to step out, jump into that civilian career. So we think that our young veterans that leave service prior to 20 years should focus on five key action items in this life stage. The first one, plan and budget for your post-military transition. Not going to be a surprise when you leave, so utilize all the transition services available to create and perfect your resume, conduct mock interviews, those kinds of things, so that you're ready for that job when you step outside. You want to set a transition budget that's heavy on penny pinching, light on discretionary spending, because it can take longer than you think to find that right civilian job, even with the preparation that we talked about. So you don't want to deplete that hard-earned money in your savings and investments during that transition. And then finally, in that first segment there, seek the assistance of a qualified financial advisor to help you determine what might be best suited for your situation and make sure that you haven't overlooked things in that planning process.
So, Kurt, let's talk a little bit about insurance coverage. That's something that, you know, you kind of forget about. You don't think about a lot, but it's got to be maintained, right?
Absolutely, Randy. And that's the second action item, is that we've got to make sure that insurance coverage is maintained and that the costs are factored into your career decisions. So, again, you know, some people might focus on whether or not one stock is going to outperform the other,
right.
But that can be minuscule compared to the cost of insurance. So we want to make sure that when you're looking at those civilian careers, you're not just looking at what they're offering to pay you, but do they cover insurance for your family? And if they don't, what are those costs going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, other types of insurance like disability, car insurance, and those kinds of things need to be maintained, because lack of those things can lead to financial disaster.
Well, and there's so many veterans, I think, that transition out to, Kurt, that kind of, you know, everything's been covered for 20 years. Everything's been covered for 10 years. And then all of a sudden, you're out there and you got to find your own everything, right?
That's right. And that's why it's so important to have a plan as you leave the service, so that those things don't fall through the gap. Now, the next action item we've got is we want to really invest for retirement. Now, we talked about that in the first stage, but during this stage, this is where you can really maximize some of the civilian programs that are out there, such as a company that has a 401k,
sure.
Or any kind of defined contribution plan like that. So, for example, if you have a company that matches 3% of your pay, if you don't put that first 3% in, you're walking away from money that they're willing to put into that account for you. We also want to have you analyze any defined benefit plans. Those are things like pensions and so forth that may be offered by employers. and determine if that is right for you, if it's available, and also see how that factors into the other opportunities that you have to save and invest.
And just when you think you're done, there's college planning.
That's right. Yeah, I think you mentioned before that the needs of your children will last a long time.
Oh, yeah. It never stops. Right. How can people find out more about what they need to do with Morgan Stanley?
So for more information, veterans can go to morganstanley.com/veterans for some great stories about the veterans that work at Morgan Stanley and for more information on all of the topics that we've just discussed.
Kurt Nedenrep, Morgan Stanley Wealth Advisor, here on the Morgan Stanley Money Brief. Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you so much, Randy.
We'll be back here next week with a brand new edition of the Morgan Stanley Money Brief on the National Defense.
This broadcast is for informational purposes only. The information, views, and opinions expressed on this broadcast are not necessarily those of Morgan Stanley Wealth Management or its affiliates, but are those of the presenters and their guests. The information presented is current as of the original date of this broadcast. Neither the information provided nor any opinion expressed herein constitutes a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security. This radio program does not provide individually tailored advice. It has been prepared without regard to the individual financial circumstances and objectives of persons who receive it. The strategies discussed may not be suitable for all individuals. Morgan Stanley recommends that individuals independently evaluate particular strategies and encourages them to seek the advice of a financial advisor. The appropriateness of a particular strategy will depend on an individual's circumstances and objectives. Insurance products are offered in conjunction with Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC's licensed insurance agency affiliates. Tax laws are complex and subject to change. Morgan Stanley, its affiliates, and Morgan Stanley and financial advisors do not provide tax or legal advice and are not fiduciaries under ERISA, the Internal Revenue Code, or otherwise, with respect to the services or activities described herein, except as otherwise provided in writing by Morgan Stanley and or as described at www.morganstanley.com/disclosures/DOL. Individuals are encouraged to consult their tax and legal advisors, A, before establishing a retirement plan or account, and B, regarding any potential tax, ERISA, and related consequences of any investments made under such plan or account. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is exciting. You know, not every time we have a guest are they exciting. I'll just be honest with you. They're all very veteran and military connected. It's all informative. It's all educational. We just had General Colin Powell on last week. That was great. But it's not always, you know, a gem. This is a gem because you know her probably from The View, and Debbie Metanopoulos is with us. Debbie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Randy?
Man, first of all, I want to tell you I love Greek food. I just love it.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I absolutely
I love to make Greek food.
Oh, I know. And we'll talk about your cookbook here in a second that's selling out everywhere again in paperback. But, you know, there's a restaurant in Kansas City. And by the way, I know you're on the Hallmark Channel, and that's where Hallmark is based, as you know.
That's right.
Have you been to Kansas City?
Kansas City is amazing.
Yeah.
I've not been to the compound that they have, the Hallmark compound there, but I've been to Kansas City on different shoots.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I had no idea how awesome Kansas City is.
It's a little hidden gem. You know, it's a flyover city.
It really is.
But it's so cool, and the art scene is vibrant. The food scene is unbelievable, and
there's a
restaurant here called Tasso's, which has been around forever. And if you come back to Kansas City, you got to go to Tasso's because it is a great Greek restaurant. I celebrated my 40th birthday there. I can't tell you how many plates I broke, but it was, and I didn't know because I know Tasso, the owner, and he didn't tell me till afterwards because everybody's breaking plates. And he goes,
"Did you pay for the plates?"
Yes. Yes.
Oh, joke's on you, Randy.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's funny because there are restaurants in Greece that actually advertise you don't have to pay for the plate.
Yeah.
Because they're putting it on your bill. But there are places that you go and they'll say, no, the plates are on the house.
Right. Yeah, Tasso comes up and he goes, the plates are $1. I go, each? He goes, yes. I said, we broke like 1,000 plates. And he goes,
there you go.
We counted. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You broke more plates than you actually spent in food and wine, probably.
Right. Well, exactly. But the food there is fantastic. And
good to know.
Yeah, Tasso's is the place. And now, Debbie, you host a show on the Hallmark Channel every single day for 2 hours, Monday through Friday,
yeah.
The Home and Family. And
it's home and family. It's like an entertainment lifestyle show. We do crafts. We do DIYs. We do human interest stories. We interview celebrities, play games. It's really, and it's live, and it's 2 hours every day,
wow.
52 weeks a year, brand new programming every single day. We do a lot of cooking. I cook a lot on the show. I mean,
wow.
It is. I've done a lot of television in the 25 years I've been doing TV.
Yeah.
And of all the shows I've ever done, this one is the most grueling, but also the most enjoyable and the most satisfying.
I'll bet.
Because every day you're learning something brand new.
And you never know what's going to happen, right?
Ever. And
yeah.
that's the beauty of it, and also sometimes the danger of it, because you have no idea. You
right.
could have a guest go rogue, and you think, oh, my gosh, please, let's try to rein it in, because we're on Hallmark Channel, and this is live.
tell me the most unexpected thing that's ever happened on the show so far.
The most unexpected
yeah.
thing. Gosh, so many things happen every day. It's hard to say. Like,
right. While you're thinking of one, I'm going to tell you what happened to me when I was doing the news here in Kansas City.
Oh, boy.
I was doing the morning news show, and we had a guy from the WWE come on, and I can't remember his name, Randy Ortiz. Yeah, Randy Ortiz. So he comes on, and it's, you know, a guy's massive, obviously. And we worked out a little deal that I was going to do the traffic, and he was going to shove me aside and say, "Hey, Randy, that's not how you do the traffic." Well, he doesn't shove me aside. He picks me up and throws me about 3 feet.
Oh, no.
And my reaction was just pure panic, because I'm thinking, what else is this guy going to do? But it was, you know, it was funny. And then when you watched it later, you're thinking, wow, I that's why I had to change my pants.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd imagine so. Well,
yeah.
I didn't, speak of changing pants.
Yes.
This is something that's kind of unexpected. I broke a Guinness Book World Record on the show.
For
you care to find out what I
well,
did?
Well, of course, yeah.
Very important. It's very, very important, Randy. I was the fastest to dress in a Santa costume on the 14th of July, 2017, the fastest in the world to dress in a Santa costume, and I believe I did it in 48 seconds, and you had to have the gloves on, the boots on, the fake beard, the hat, the whole thing, the belt. I did it. I couldn't believe I did it.
Did you have bells?
I had the whole shebang. I had my Santa.
Wow.
Wow. And we had the guy from the Guinness Book of World Records here. He was timing me. I mean, don't think that I didn't rehearse for this thing.
Well, of course.
Probably 200 times.
Yeah.
I've never been more nervous about anything, and people were all laughing at me. They're like, why in the world are you nervous about putting a costume on, a Santa costume? And I thought, well, because I don't want to be embarrassed in front of the Guinness Book guy.
Right.
So, yeah. And I'm very proud of that. And come July 14th, 2018, I'm sure I will be beat. I'm sure at this point.
Well,
and by the way, who I beat was somebody in Germany.
Really?
A man in Germany, Hans something or another.
And did he do it on TV?
No, he didn't do it on TV,
but he
did it in front
of
one of the guys.
For fun.
Yeah, just for fun, just because.
Well, I just want to say congratulations, Debbie.
Thank you. It's a big honor. It's a lot to carry, but, you know, I do my best.
It's a heavy mantle, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
A lot is expected of you, especially around the holidays when you do something like that. But, you know, I wear that badge with pride.
Yeah, you should. Debbie Matenopoulos, our guest. I want to ask you about your husband.
Yes. Rangers lead the way, baby.
Man, I tell you what, he's a Ranger. He's a real man. He's a tough guy.
Right.
How many years did he serve?
375.
Yeah.
He did 2 tours in Afghanistan.
Wow.
He was amongst the crew that was the guys with their first boots on the ground in Afghanistan after 9/11.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, anybody who is in the military knows that brotherhood that you have with the guys that you served with is deep as it gets.
Right. It is.
It is.
That bond.
That's family.
Yeah.
That bond
that's
will never be broken. Him and his brothers are just, it's unbelievable, and I love to see them when they all get together and whatever.
Well, I was just going to say,
inside jokes that I don't know, I don't understand any of it.
but I mean, now, all of a sudden now you're cooking for 50.
I know, and I love
right?
it.
Yeah,
I love it.
How fast can he get into a Santa suit?
Probably not as fast as me.
No. Well, you hold the record, Debbie.
I hold the record.
Yeah,
for what I please. I mean, I couldn't come close to comparing with what he has done in his life and what any of his brothers have done. And honestly, like, my hat's off to all of our troops around the world who keep us safe and who fight for freedom so we can live in this country and have the luxuries that we do and have the freedoms that we do. It is not lost on me. Let me tell you something. I mean,
well,
the stories I've heard.
You know, yeah, you know firsthand.
Yeah. I mean, and it's a real thing. I mean, it's, you know, it's easy to be here and not understand what's happening overseas because you don't see it. It's not in your face every day, or you just see it on the news. But when you know people,
right,
it really, then it's real. You know what I mean?
And I don't want to get too deep in this, but did he have any problems with transition at all?
He did. And I think it's okay to say, you know, I mean, I'm not ashamed of it. He's not ashamed of it.
It happens to 99% of the people who transition out. So,
I think it's ridiculous to expect trained soldiers in the military to be there and to do what they do and to live under those circumstances and then get off a plane and suddenly just easily transition back into what their world was before they left. That's just, it doesn't even make any sense that people would think that that's normal.
You know, we had Mike Rowe on the program, and he made a comment that is the most sense to me that anybody's ever said. He says, you know, there's boot camp for going into the military. There's no boot camp for coming out.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And why isn't there a boot camp for coming out?
Right.
It's very important.
Yeah.
It's very important. And, you know, he has come a long way, and he has, you know, I think he'd be the first to say that he suffered from some PTSD.
Sure.
When he came out, and he has worked on it, and he still works on it every day. And so many people that we know do. And it's a new reality.
Hey, I know Vietnam veterans that still suffer from some degree of PTSD. You know, before they even knew what it was called or what it was, you know, and there's still a stigma.
It's actually had a name.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be a stigma.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, luckily now, I think a lot of people are recognizing that it is what it is and it needs to be treated and it needs to be taken seriously. And there are many programs. We had somebody on the show a couple of weeks ago that treats PTSD with horses or horse therapy.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Equine therapy.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever ridden a horse?
Very helpful.
Debbie?
I have ridden a horse, and they are the most beautiful, gentle giant.
Right.
It's almost, it's interesting because it's like a religious experience that you can have with an animal of that grandeur and that stature. It's really beautiful and it's gentle and it's sweet, but at the same time, if they know that you don't know what you're doing, they will definitely take you on a ride.
Well, yeah, and that's why they're so good with guys with PTSD or women with PTSD, because they feed off your energy. And they know, you know, I mean, you're not going to go up to a 1,500-pound animal and act nervous because that'll be...
Because they know.
Yeah, they know. And that'll be the last time you act nervous around a 1,500-pound animal. So,
it's so true. I'm so honored. And so, I mean, honestly, I'm so proud to be married to a veteran. I mean, I look at him and his friends and I'm in complete awe. Because I truly believe that people in the military, men and women, are superheroes. They're real-life superheroes.
Yeah.
They just are.
Yep. Right.
Like anyone who is going to intentionally put their life on the line for somebody else, and that's what they do every single day when they're out there with their brothers. They do it for their brothers. They do it for us here at home. Is, to me, a true-life living superhero.
Well, you always talk about, hear about first responders that run in.
Same thing.
To a situation.
I agree. Running towards the fire.
Running towards the fire. You know, you talk about the front lines. I'm on the back line. I'm as far on the back lines as you can get to be. I'm behind the back lines. I mean, and from to even understand how veterans and first responders have that mentality is just beyond
right. It takes a certain type of person and a certain type of human being. Like he always says to me, you don't know what you would do in a situation until that situation presents itself to you.
Yeah.
And trained soldiers are the ones that, in a situation like that, always will run towards the fire, not away from it.
You talk about the definition of resourceful. You better be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they make such great employees when they come back. And
it's so true.
Finally, companies are starting to recognize that.
I know. It's so true. I would honestly, hiring veterans would be one of the best things any company could do.
Yes.
They will never be late.
Right.
They will be the most loyal I mean, the loyalty from our military is, I mean, that's, listen, that's all you have is your loyalty. You better be loyal.
And it's not just a job to them. Everything is a mission. They're going to complete the mission. And it's just...
That is so funny. My husband says that all the time.
Yeah, I mean...
Everything's a mission.
Hey, how did you guys meet?
We met... I just told this story today on the show, actually. My father had recently passed away and of ALS.
Oh, wow.
So I raise a lot of money for ALS. I mean, it's an awful disease. It is one of the most hateful diseases I've ever seen. My father was, at the end, literally could not move. And I had to feed him. I had to bathe him. I had to help him do everything, pick him up out of the bed and put him in the wheelchair. Like, I left Hollywood for 3 years to go home and take care of him with my mother because I didn't want him to have to live in a home.
Debbie, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. You are fantastic. Home and Family every morning on the Hallmark Channel.
Him.
2 hours live show. And then the cookbook is out in paperback. It's all Greek to me.
That's right.
Please tell your husband, thank you so much for your service. And
thank you.
I
would like to tell everyone who's listening right now, thank you for your service. To all of our troops around the world, seriously, thank you so much for everything you do every single day. Without you, we would not have the freedoms and liberties, and we would not be living in a free America. So thank you so much for everything.
Oh, I got a great idea, Debbie. We're going to do the show from Fort Benning, Georgia, here in about...
That's where my husband was. He was at Fort Benning.
No way!
Yes! Wait a minute. When are you doing this?
Okay. All right. We're setting the dates now, but I think you and your husband need to come out, and you need to cook.
150%.
Yes!
My biggest joy in the world is to cook for people. If you guys could set me up with an oven,
I am
there, and I will do it. And I'll even do cooking demonstrations for anyone who wants to.
Oh, my gosh. Would that be fantastic?
That would be so much fun.
Okay. All right.
I would love that.
I'm going to let you know about the dates on that.
Please let me know, because I'll work it out.
Oh, wow. Debbie, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm running out to get the cookbook right now.
Oh, Randy, you don't have to do that. I'll send it to you. I will send. And you know what? Maybe you want me to send you some books for your listeners?
Oh, that'd be great.
Just
a little, some giveaways. That'd be fantastic.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I'll send some for some giveaways. How many do you want?
What, 10?
10. They're all yours, baby.
Oh, Debbie. hey, thank you so much. We're going to be, everybody's going to be so healthy.
That's right. And I'd like to leave everyone with reminding everyone that Rangers lead the way.
you could start, you could start some arguments with that, you know.
That's why I said it.
I know. That's
Trust
good.
Me, I know.
Debbie, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Randy. All right.
We'll be right back with the National Defense right after this word from Farmers Insurance. When you're dealing with life's ups and downs, it helps to know the ins and outs of insurance. Farmers Insurance has been sharing practical insurance knowledge for more than 89 years. At Farmers, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. It's time for another episode of Eye Insights from VSP Vision Care. Dr. Robert Meisel, a Navy veteran, is back on with us. Dr. Meisel, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Thank you.
So, you know, April is one of those months. April is Women's Eye Health and Safety Month. And so going through April, it's especially important, I guess, to talk about your eye care, and especially maybe with women. And why is that?
Well, there's certain genetic factors that will affect women more so than males. And we want to make sure that they're aware during this month of at least being conscious of having an eye exam, being aware of the health and safety aspects of vision care.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different changes in men and women, but what other factors can cause changes in vision especially for women?
Well, in my practice, I used to see that myopia would usually develop in girls quicker than boys, mainly because they mature a little quicker.
Hmm.
So that was the first difference between the sexes. All of us, as we age, will have certain changes. But it seems like there's a higher risk for women than men in things like glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, macular degeneration. So again, just being aware is the first step, obviously, in any sort of treatment or prevention.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I would never think that there would be those kind of differences just in the sexes in terms of eye care.
Well, I mean, there's statistics that show that, but it's not like there's a tremendous difference between the sexes. But things like multiple sclerosis, lupus, are more likely in women than men.
Hmm. Well, I know my mother-in-law has this macular degeneration. And I know that's something that affects a lot of people, as well as glaucoma, cataracts, things like that. And they're more likely to be issues for women, I guess, right?
Correct. Macular degeneration is something that's more and more prevalent, mainly because our population is aging. And each decade of life is more susceptibility to this. Some patients say, gosh, where did I get this? My parents didn't have it, or my grandparents didn't have it. So sometimes they didn't live long enough to get it. They might have had the genetic marker, but just never came to fruition because of an earlier death. Now that we're living longer, certainly it's more prevalent. And it does happen more in women, especially fair-skinned, blue-eyed, tend to be more so than darker-skinned, darker pigment eyes.
Well, and I with the technology now in a lot of with a lot of optometrists, now they're really able to spot those markers for a long way off, aren't they?
Correct. Again, there's no treatment for it, but there are things that certainly you can do to minimize your risk for it, including not smoking and wearing sunglasses.
So what about cataracts, Dr. Meisel? At what point in your life do you see cataracts, especially in women?
Well, it can happen at any time. I mean, I've seen them as young as in the 30s.
Really?
Yes. A person that was working in the military was working on microwave radios. And with those radio waves, at the age of 35, this person had very, very severe loss of vision. But it's a very easy problem to solve with cataract surgery. Typically, we'll see people in their 60s starting to show minimal to sometimes significant changes in vision. But it doesn't become necessary for surgery until it affects their lifestyle or their livelihood. Sometimes I had a patient one time who was a buyer for a clothing company, and his color perception was changing due to the cataracts.
Wow.
So for him, it wasn't so much the clarity, it was the color differentiation.
Huh. And that's another thing that, you know, the cataract surgery, that's certainly come a long way, you know, through the years, too. Dr. Meisel, thank you so much for sharing all of that with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to add, maybe something about coming up for VSP Vision Care?
Well, VSP is a vision carrier for the federal employees through the Federal Dental and Vision Insurance Program. And there will be a program for certain retired members, as well as active duty service members, families. But benefits can be looked at tricare.benefeds. BENEFEDS.com for more information.
Dr. Meisel, thank you as always. We'll have another episode of Eye Insights from VSP Vision Care next week, right here on the National Defense.